over tonight? Could you come over tonight? See if it's alright.
It'd be nice to be together tonight. It'd be nice to be together tonight. It'd be nice to be together tonight. We can do things the right way. No more traveling away to be alone. Now it's time for play. Let's take off for the rest of the weekend. I need to feel you next to me.
Over tonight, see if it's all right.
Wouldn't it be nice to be together tonight? Wouldn't it be nice to be together tonight? Wouldn't it be nice to be together tonight?
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 601. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from the Rubinos from the Bay Area. The song is called Wouldn't It Be Nice, and that's on the band's self-titled debut that came out in 1977 on Berserkly Records. That was just re-released last week for Record Store Day from Yep Rock, and I went to pick up a copy, but instead found that OG copy there for $6 and thought, that is a better use of my money. I like that album. It's not quite as good as the second one, I don't think. That song there is delicious bubblegum, but it's power pop, more or less, through and through. Lots of music for you this week. Let's play it. This is Guided by Voices with Huddled.
Smoke, your lover comes at last. Wasting away, everybody's feeding off their own decay. But at least with you, I'll always have better days.
'Cause it feels like we're just wasting away. Everybody's feeding off their own decay. The whole world's turning on the lights of better days. And the time just keeps on slipping away. Everybody's dreaming of a different fate.
Thank you. back to a versatile way of life. I was bitter at skating in the mold. I don't know why, but since I started a life with gents force in my shoulders, get out of my way, get out of my way, get out of my way, get out of my way.
Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 601. We just heard from the Horsies, a band from Paris, France. The song is called Jansport. It's on the band's album, A Superior Athlete. It came out on K9 Records here in the U.S. or on Howlin' Banana if you happen to be in France. I don't know a whole lot about the band. It sounds very aughts, but it's also very catchy, and it just hit me in the right mood, so I picked that one up, and I enjoyed it. Before that, we heard from Cold Years from Aberdeen in Scotland. The song's Wasting Away. That's on the band's album Goodbye to Misery that also came out on April 22nd on MNRK Music Group. The band's last album was very much Gaslight Anthem. This one kind of still is, and that's good because I like that band. But there's a little more to it this time around. Lyrics sometimes a little cheesy, maybe a little too hard on your sleeve. I don't know. Give that one a listen. I think you're going to find something you like on it, though. And then we started the set off with Guided by Voices with the song Huddled. That's on the band's latest album, Crystal Nuns Cathedral, that came out March 4th. Again, self-released there from Robert Pollard on his label, based out of Dayton, Ohio. There's some long songs on that one, like three of them that go over 4 minutes. A little odd. Everyone seems to love that album. For me, it seems a little overbaked. That song there, I kind of enjoy. It feels like The Who to me. I mean, that drumming, that guitar, I don't know. I kind of like it. What do you think? Let me know. Anyway, I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's do some more music here. Something new from Kurt Vile, like Exploding Stones.
Got me going. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Got me going. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Thank you.
just a plan, and this is just the way that I'm making a living. Every day in my mind, in real life too.
I wake up every morning on our California king. The bet I said we didn't need, you firmly disagree. To stress your point, you used to sleep diagonally. I don't think about you all the time. The shower has a window overlooking city streets. You'd glower at the rush hour on hungover mornings. I'd post up on the toilet just to keep you company. I don't think about you all the time. I don't think about you all the time. I don't think about you all the time. Hop into the car, a Cyndi Lauper song comes on. You always said it's true, we're not the fortunate ones. I framed that pic of you and Captain Lou when you were young. I don't think about you all the time. I don't think about you all the time. I don't think about you all the time. Am I torturing myself? These maudlin mementos aren't good for my health. Perhaps I don't want to be well. But I don't think about you all the time. I don't think about you all the time. I don't think about you all the time. Every night at dusk, I take the dog out for a walk. We pass that Tudor house you always wished we would have bought. Now it's filled with children playing tag out on the lawn. I don't think about you all the time. I'm sipping from a snifter we received as a wedding gift. The other five were broken over petty arguments. Every time one smashed, you'd say our marriage was christened. I don't think about you all the time. I don't think about you all the time. I don't think about you all the time. I should leave this all behind, but I don't want these memories to slip from my mind. Not ready to say goodbye. I don't think about you all the time. I don't think about you all the time. I don't think about you all the time.
You know, maybe that one should have come with a trigger warning if you happen to be a middle-aged ex-punk from the Midwest going through a divorce. That is Tim Kasher from Cursive with the song I Don't Think About You. That's from his new album, Middling Age, which came out April 15th on 15 Passenger Records. He's based out of Omaha. Great lyrics on that album. Now, there's some songs on there that are just lovely and painful. Before that, we heard from Kurt Vile with the song Like Exploding Stones. That's on his new album, Watch My Moves, which came out April 15th as well. That one on Verve Forecast. He's based out of Philly. That album is long and expansive, and, well, I don't smoke pot, but if I did, I bet it would sound just like listening to Kurt Vile. Am I right? Let me know. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let's wrap things up. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 601. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. It's busy. On the 2nd, we have Brian Jonestown Massacre at the Bottleneck. That's going to be an interesting show. The band just got informed that their gear that was stolen earlier this year was found. Cops found it. I think they're still bastards, though. On the 3rd, Adira Horace is playing at Farewell. John Spencer is at the Record Bar on the 4th. Jason Isbell is at the Uptown on the 5th. Or Train Dodge is playing at the Mini Bar. Or Hair Sonics are playing a replay matinee. Or Cool 100s are playing at Easy Inn. So many things happening on that night of Drinky Drinky. On the 6th, Arson Class is playing at Revolution Records with a ton of other bands, including Red Kate and Deco Auto, and I forget who all, but that one should be a fun one. On the 7th, Boomtown United at Lemonade Park, or Field Day at Record Bar with some great supporting acts on that one. Field Day is Doug Carrion of Descendants and Dag Nasty. On the 7th, Drivers at the Replay. On the 8th, OMD is at the Truman. Car Seat Headrest is the venue that shall not be named. On the 11th, you go to Danzig at the Uptown or Immolation at Record Bar. On the 12th, Phoebe Bridgers comes to Starlight. On the 13th, Frontline Assembly is at the Record Bar. Major Matt Mason is at Velo Garage. And Strand of Oaks are at Lemonade Park. On the 14th, Destroyers at the Bottleneck. Turnstiles at the Granada. MK Ultra is at Lemonade Park. Frog Pond is at the Replay. And there is a matinee at the Replay of Roseline. So lots of options for you. And we're just a couple weeks there into May. Looking at the website, there's a few new things out there. I think there's photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Emmeline Twist blushing and letting up despite great faults. And there'll probably be something else out there by the time you look. There's always something else, isn't there? One track left here for you. I'm going to play something by the Linda Lindas from Los Angeles. The song is called Nino, and it's from the band's new album, Growing Up, which just came out April 8th on Epitaph Records. You remember this band created some buzz as they are very young, and they I've put out an excellent album here for no matter how old anybody is. Here's some punk rock for you. This is Nino.